No wonder the Christian who would serve Jesus Christ is admonished to keep his spirit aglow with the inspiration of the indwelling Spirit of God. Now that is the kind of Christians the churches need today. That is the kind of witness needed in our communities today. That is the kind of family members needed in our homes today. God, give us people on fire for Jesus. How can I be a Christian through whom the glory of God shines so that my acquaintances will be pointed to Jesus Christ? That question is answered by these statements in Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. The first statement has to do with action. Never be lazy in your work. The second statement has to do with attitude. Have your spirit aglow. Now, service for God is simply the action of the body manifesting the attitude of the heart. God is not content to observe actions only. He turns the spotlight from outward activity to inward attitude. So one may be correct in action and incorrect in attitude. On a certain occasion, a little boy disobeyed his mother, and she required him to sit in a corner facing the wall for a certain length of time as a method of discipline. Busy in the other room, she called, "Junior, are you sitting down?" He replied, "I'm sitting down on the outside, but I'm standing up on the inside." You see, God is not content with just what is on the outside. He looks into the heart too. So never slack in zealous activity, he requires. Can we obey such a command? Yes, we can if our inner attitude can be truly expressed as being fervent in spirit. But what does it mean to be fervent in one spirit? The term fervent means to be hot, burning, glowing, to be intensely earnest, to be ardent. It pictures a boiling pot. Fervency is the antithesis of a sluggish indifference and unconcern. Unceasing activity will be produced by a spirit which is stirred in devotion to Jesus Christ. An absence of such a spirit will soon manifest itself in the cessation of activity. The fervent person is the aroused person. In industry, we have learned that superheated steam, that is, steam raised to a temperature higher than mere boiling, vastly increases the power of a machine it drives. Industry, which depends on steam-driven machines, wants that extra heat. Now, in like manner, the superheated Christian will accomplish much more than a person of ordinary interest. That's why God calls for people who are fervent in spirit. A sluggish and half-interested believer is like a machine without fuel to provide the power for it to operate. James 5:16 reads, "The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Now notice that word fervent. It means boiling, stirring, working. And James declares that such a spirit in man, when expressed in prayer to God, avails much in its work, has great power in its effect, makes tremendous power available, for it is dynamic in its working. The same principle, which James applies to prayer, is applicable to all areas of Christian service. That's why God wants you to be fervent in spirit. Now, what spirit is meant? In the statement that man should be fervent in his own spirit, or is the statement that man should be fervent in the Holy Spirit? Well, commentators disagree. Some hold that reference is to the human spirit. Montgomery translates, "be glowing in spirit." Weymouth says, "have your spirits aglow." But Goodspeed, on the other hand, holds that the reference is to the Holy Spirit, and hence he translates, "be on fire with the Spirit." This will be a capital S. Really makes little difference whether reference is to the human spirit or the Holy Spirit. If the human spirit is meant, it can be inspired only as a man is filled with the Holy Spirit. And if the Holy Spirit is meant, he manifests the divine inspiration through the human spirit. So, the teaching is that the Spirit of God will set you afire, and the glory of God will show itself through you, so that your associates will glorify your Father who is in heaven. In Acts 18:24, we are introduced to a Christian whose name was Apollos, an eloquent man, mighty in the Scriptures, This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, being fervent in spirit. He spoke and talked diligently the things of the Lord. Even in the Jewish synagogue, where preaching of the Christian message was not welcomed, he began to speak boldly. The early disciples were fervent in spirit when, being ordered to speak no more in the name of Jesus, they replied, "We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." Now that is what an enthusiastic spirit will do for you. It'll make you bold in your witness for Jesus. A poor man, possessed with a legion of demon spirits, whom Jesus delivered, was told to return to his own house and show his family and friends what great things God had done for him. But it was not enough for him to tell his household only. He went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done for him. That's what an enthusiastic spirit will do for you. It'll make you a missionary to your neighbors. Confronted with the possibility of arrest and imprisonment for preaching the gospel, the Apostle Paul responded, "None of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God." That's what an enthusiastic spirit will do for you. It will keep you faithful to the end. No wonder the Christian who would serve Jesus Christ is admonished to keep his spirit aglow with the inspiration of the indwelling Spirit of God. Now that is the kind of Christians the churches need today. That is the kind of witness needed in our communities today. That is the kind of family members needed in our homes today. God, give us people on fire for Jesus. So take care that your zeal does not slacken. Look to those things which inspire enthusiasm and arouses zeal. I put you in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God which is in you. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The spirit of zeal and enthusiasm will languish within you unless you give attention to keeping it renewed and revived. Take care that your zeal does not slacken, and thus that you dishonor your Lord by half-hearted service in His name. Consider how you may have a zealous spirit in worship and service on Sunday. Consider how you can make every weekday a time when God is truly magnified through your life. You can arise on Sunday to go to God's house, getting into bed early on Saturday evening, dropping the concerns for the week, committing them to God, and then going to church on Sunday without fretting and rushing, driving at a leisure pace, and you will enter God's house with your body relaxed and your heart ready for worship. Oh God, deliver us from half-hearted, disinteresting, lethargic service in your holy name. Give to each of our churches Christians who are superheated in the things of Christ. Help us not to expect the devotion of others to surpass that of our own. Stir up the spiritual gift which is within us, that we may, each and all, be totally available to your blessed service. And our Father, we ask you, please, that you will remind us and stir us and convict us that we will not be slothful in business, but fervent in spirit as we serve our Lord in Jesus' name. Amen.